1-800-327.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We kick off hour number one of the Saturday show. Yeah, that's right. We're actually in the studio here on a Saturday night doing live programming just for you. Unlike all those other talk shows that they insist on taking their weekends off because why? You're just not important enough to them.
They don't do 6 days a week either.
That's right. So, you get to take control of the airwaves. You bring up what's on your mind if you dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on that site, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. On the way tonight, of course, your calls about whatever you want. Also, global warming. As it turns out, it might not be the whole carbon emission thing. There might actually be global warming going on, but it might not be why the environmentalists think.
Cowpoo?
Well, we'll talk about that. Corrupt cop stories for you. Turns out that FEMA isn't ready for another hurricane.
Go figure.
And also some good news, a positive court decision in favor of being able to be naked in your backyard. We'll talk about that. Let's see, you've got something about an in-class shooting. Whoa. Apparently by a teacher this time. And felons possibly may be voting here in the United States. All that and more. Your emails, your calls, 800-259-9231. But I've got a story specifically for tonight's show. Since it's Saturday, we've got the most affiliates on board, and including WXNT in Indianapolis. We've got an indie story.
Okay.
From the Indy Star. Apparently, an Indianapolis police officer was ordered to take an anger management course. And he was fined on Wednesday after pleading guilty to beating and choking a man that he was questioning. Now, you're asking yourself, well, I mean, how much was this guy fined? It must have been thousands of dollars. They're docking his pay for the rest of the year, right? Maybe a 50% pay dock for the rest of the year. What do you think?
Well, I think that if I had beaten and choked someone, that I would probably get some pretty... I would expect, at the very least, a first-degree misdemeanor.
Maybe a bit of a stay in jail or something.
And if I had beaten and choked this cop, I would probably get myself a second-degree felony.
Yeah. Well, turns out that Judge Linda Brown gave Mr. Frank Jameson a suspended one-year sentence. What's that mean? Suspended one-year sentence?
Nothing.
Well, now, wait a minute. It says 1 year. That must mean there's something there, right?
I think that there might be some probation involved, but if it's suspended, he's not going to go to jail for that 1 year.
As I understand it, a suspended sentence means the judge says, okay, you have a suspended sentence for a year. That means that you don't go to jail at all, and then if you do something else against the law, if you break the law again within that year-long period, then you do get to go to jail.
I see. So it's not even probation?
No.
I see.
At least that's as I understand it. If you know better, 800-259-9231. So apparently, Mr. Frank Jameson, the cop in this case, admitted attacking one Keith Jerome Ellis, all of age 18, in March, while interrogating him about a kidnapping. Apparently, he choked Ellis in a police interview room, then hit him, before choking and hitting him again a second time. Ellis is now in jail, awaiting a trial on the kidnapping charges, and Jameson, who's 58 years old, could not be reached for comment. Another city police officer reported the incident to authorities and said she had to kick Jameson to get him to stop striking Ellis. Can you imagine this? He's beating this suspect. This other cop walks in on this, essentially, and says, stop it!
Stop!
No, and he keeps choking this man and then hits him again, and so she had to kick him.
So much for innocent till proven guilty, I guess. I must say that if I was a police officer, there would probably be some time that would come up like this. You know, it seems to me it's very hard work. And if you believe, for instance, that Mr. Ellis, 18 years old, is being uncooperative,
mm-hmm.
I might very well, you know, look, there's somebody been kidnapped here. I don't know the circumstances behind the kidnapping or anything like that. I just think that if I was really trying to get somebody saved, well, somebody might get choked.
Even if it puts your job on the line?
Well, I am not a cop,
right?
Because of this very reason, you know?
Apparently it doesn't put your job on the line.
No.
I mean, it'd be nice if it did. I think it should. I don't think suspects should be treated this way, especially in America. I mean, this is stuff that happens in Pakistan and, you know, other countries where there aren't as many, you know, freedoms for people. In this case, let's see, the detective at the time in the downtown district, Mr. Jameson, who'd been with the Indianapolis Police Department for 35 years, he did spend 2 days in police custody after he was arrested for a misdemeanor battery charge back in March. I guess this is when that happened. Jameson faced up to a year in jail for the misdemeanor and up to a $5,000 fine. The court ordered Jameson to attend anger management classes, which he told the court that he'd already started doing. Jameson was also placed on 180 days probation and ordered, okay, so there is probation, ordered to have no contact with Mr. Ellis, the suspect in this case. Now, in 2000, this guy, again, has been on the squad for 35 years. Back in 2000, Jameson was accused of assaulting and threatening to shoot a former girlfriend.
Ooh.
He was charged with intimidation, battery,
I wonder if she kidnapped anyone.
I don't think so. He was charged with intimidation, battery, and false informing. He admitted grabbing the woman by her arm. In exchange for having the charges completely dropped, he agreed to undergo domestic violence counseling.
He's been counseled a lot.
Yes.
a well-counseled fella.
Jameson,
who... Apparently that doesn't apply to suspects.
Apparently the counseling doesn't work too well. Jameson also served a 3-day suspension stemming from vandalism and other incidents involving the woman who had filed about 20 police reports against Jameson. Can you imagine how this woman must feel about that? I mean, you've got enough, I guess, enough incidents to file 20 separate police reports against this guy, and then they drop all the charges.
He's the Teflon cop.
Send him to a class. He was removed from detective work. Now, they did demote him, okay, so he was removed from detective work after the recent incident, placed on administrative duty, charged with kidnapping, or excuse me, the suspect was charged with kidnapping, criminal confinement, robbery, intimidation, and auto theft. Let's see, not long after the charges were filed against him, Jameson was demoted from lieutenant to sergeant and reassigned from detective duty to downtown street patrol. So he's back, he's away from the desk, and now he's back in the squad car. So he's been demoted, but he still has the job. I mean, if you had attacked somebody at your workplace, what are the odds that your management was going to keep you around?
Unlikely.
Yeah.
Highly unlikely.
Really unlikely. The only people...
If I get mad and yelled too loud.
The only people that get this special treatment are police officers. And as you pointed out before, Mark, if you had done this to anybody, especially if you'd done it to a cop, you would be sitting in a jail cell right now. And they'd probably set an extreme bail on you, especially if you did it to a cop. You probably wouldn't be able to bail yourself out.
There doesn't seem to be equal justice between them and us.
No. No, they apparently occupy this upper echelon. They're the upper crust of society because they are cops and they have badges,
morally superior,
and uniforms. And I can't believe.
Don't forget the ability to carry around a weapon open in most states is illegal, whereas it's okay for a cop.
Right, they're super people. They're the best people in the whole. Wait a minute, no, they're not. They're corrupt. A lot of them are corrupt.
Well,
there's some good ones out
there.
They're
human.
Right, a lot of them are corrupt. In fact, we've got some corrupt cop stories here to share with you tonight as well. Because not only are they violent, and not only can they get away with the violence, but, you know, every single story that we see when cops overstep their boundaries, when cops violate the law, it's a violation of the law to attack somebody. When they do this stuff, they get a slap on the hand, they get to go back to work. In many cases, while they're being investigated, they get the added bonus of having a nice paid vacation. They call it suspension with pay. So you get a nice paid vacation after you beat somebody. So not only do you get to beat the suspect, you get put on paid vacation. You might get a demotion, a little slap on the hand. Maybe some people in the general public will be angry with you. But when all's said and done, you'll still have a nice, sweet little police paycheck coming in once every other week.
I think to some extent it's the nature of the job. They deal with violence on a daily basis, and it's difficult to be immersed in that and not be caught up in it.
Well, apparently not all of them are caught up in it, only some of them are. And the ones that are should be punished for it. I think they should be punished more strictly and more stringently than any average folk. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And you can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com, where we have archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you just go and download them. Totally free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fees. None of that stuff that those other talk shows want you to go through to get their archives. You just go and get them for free right there on the front page of the website. It's so easy. FreeTalkLive.com. Hey, plus you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to FreeStateProject.org. Again, that's FreeStateProject.org. So we're talking about a story from Indianapolis, where a cop, a 35-year veteran of the squad, 58-year-old Frank Jameson, had admitted to attacking Keith Jerome Ellis, who's 18, while interrogating him about a kidnapping. And I got to say, Mark, I'm a little disturbed that in the last segment you sort of you sort of said, well, it was sort of all right in your mind to attack a suspect. You sort of understood that.
I don't think it is, but I do understand that the level of power that's given to police officers and the level of violence that they deal with on a regular basis, that there's probably going to be some people that
stepping out of bounds.
Step out of bounds. Yeah.
Well, okay, I just wanted to just remind you, if that was really how you were feeling, that, you know, and remind those police officers that might want to step out of bounds and beat a suspect that, A, you don't know if you have the right guy. What if you have the wrong man in your interrogation room and you're beating the wrong guy to try to get information out of him that he just doesn't have? What then? And if you tell me, well, we know he's the right guy, well, then that must mean you have some evidence. And then you can present that evidence in a courtroom and prove that he's the right guy, and he'll go to jail. Okay? That's how it's supposed to work. Let's go to the
punishment. That's what the punishment's supposed to be.
Instead, this guy beats this suspect and ends up with a slap on the hand and a $50 fine. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jim in Indy, listening on WXNT. Hey, Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. First off, I'd like to say, I don't know where you guys get all your crime stats, but if you think for 1 second that everybody that even gets arrested for battery, gets convicted, and gets hard time, you guys are ridiculous. I mean, most of them don't even go to court, and if they do go to court, then it gets pled down to absolutely nothing because the courts are so crowded.
Okay, well, we
now,
agree.
I'm not defending what he did.
Okay, well,
but,
we agree
but
with you.
But you guys are painting a picture that all police officers are bad, and your statement
I
that...
I didn't paint that picture.
No, your statement that, quote, there are some good police officers, unquote, leads everybody to believe that you're under the impression that the majority of police officers are bad.
As far as I'm concerned, until proven otherwise, a cop is bad. In my book, they're
well,
bad until they prove otherwise.
That's completely ridiculous.
Why?
I mean, how can you sit there and say that when I mean, I guess I can sit here and say, in my opinion, all talk show hosts are bad. I mean, that's not fair unless you have talk show hosts on. Just basing it off of what you see in the paper and what you see.
I have evidence.
Is ridiculous.
Now, talk show hosts don't, forcibly detain you and take away your freedom, whereas cops have that ability. And I think that it's important, a very important role of the press, Jim, to watch the watchers. Wouldn't you say that the press is probably what keeps us free in this country?
No, I wouldn't say that at all.
Okay.
I mean,
no,
the press is probably 80% of the problem in this country because you guys don't cover what you need to cover, and you put such a spin on stuff that is completely ridiculous.
By the way, we're not the press.
If you want to say that
sort
police
of.
Officers are bad yeah. until proven good, that is just irresponsible and ridiculous, and I'm not going to talk to an idiot like that.
Well, now, hold on, Jim. Now, I have evidence. Are you still there? Oh, he hung up. Well, anyway, I have evidence because we've had police officers call this show and absolutely tell us that the corruption rises up through the ranks. Now, there are some good cops, but they can't get anywhere in the organization. There have been cops that have joined up to, you know, make a difference in the world. The cops that have joined up to help out the little people and arrest the bad guys. There are those cops. But then they get into this system and they find out that there's just bureaucracy all throughout. There's red tape all over the place. And they might have had a dream of how they could possibly make things better. But unfortunately, when they get in, they discover that dream's been shattered. And that at best, they can maybe help a few people out while they're on the road, change some tires, and maybe catch one or two bad guys. But we've had cops tell us that the higher you're ranked in the police bureaucracy, the more likely you are to be a bad cop, the more likely you are to be corrupt.
Now, I'm of the opinion that most cops are, you know, they're good people trying to do a good job. But I think that this drug war that we have going has really deteriorated the Fourth Amendment. I'd like to read it real quick if I could.
Well, now, hold on. That's where I was going to go with Jim, because I tried to tell him we agreed with him that the courts were too crowded. I mean, the reason why the courts are so crowded is because we're flushing hundreds of thousands of people through them for silly drug offenses. Now, Fourth Amendment?
Fourth Amendment. So the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and persons or things to be seized. And, you know, I do this 6 nights a week, and I see story after story after story of where this Fourth Amendment, in my opinion, is violated on a regular basis. And
sure.
The courts agree with it. They agree with the violation. So
We just had a Supreme Court.
I think that the biggest problem we have with police right now is them out trying to enforce this drug war. If we stop the drug war and get cops out there catching murderers, rapists, and kidnappers.
It's hard to be corrupt when you're going after murderers, rapists, and kidnappers. They don't have oodles of cash that you can take.
Right. In this case, the guy got out of line with a kidnapper.
Alleged kidnapper.
You're right. And Jim said he didn't disagree with us on that particular subject.
Right.
But to make statements broadly, broad painting brushes against cops, I'd say the broad painting brush is, it's the drug war. You know, in order to enforce these crazy drug laws that we have, you basically have to get into people's, you have to get into their persons, houses, papers, and effects in order to find this stuff.
And with this war on drugs, and the fact that it hasn't stopped yet, the fact that the cops out there that are enforcing this war on drugs, they know it's wrong. They know what they're doing.
I'm not sure they do.
We've talked to them. Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition came on this show, and he continued doing his job as a drug enforcement agent. He wasn't with the DEA. He was with the New Jersey State Police and the drug squad. He continued doing his job because it was an adrenaline rush, essentially, as I recall. He knew what he was doing was wrong. He knew he was hurting innocent people, putting people in jail, ruining people's lives. Yet he continued to do it until one day he finally decided that he was going to stop hurting others. These other cops that are out there pushing and pimping the war on drugs, like Sheriff Joe Arpaio down in the Southwest, I think he's in Arizona, I believe, talking about how tough he is on drugs and how he's cracking down and he's locking people in his tent prisons because he's catching all the drug dealers. He is so full of it. These people know that that drug users are by de facto not hurting anybody else. They're just harming themselves at worst.
Well,
and he knows that putting these guys through the prison system is making him rich.
There's all kinds of violence in the drug underworld. But if it wasn't an underworld, because it's illegal, there wouldn't be that kind of violence. I would like to draw a case in point, tobacco. Tobacco's highly addictive and legal. Nobody's beating anybody up, taking anyone's money, breaking into their house and slitting their throat for their wallet over tobacco.
I just think that a lot of these police, especially the higher-ups, are being very disingenuous when they talk about how they are winning the war on drugs. Total, absolute bunk. They're winning personally because they get to take money and drugs and resell the drugs on the street and keep the cash for themselves.
Happens every day.
We've got some examples of that coming up here. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. On our website, we have the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts, about 1,200 people are interacting there. There's topics, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all. And it's an interaction with all of our listeners and the Free Talk Live crew all together. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about corrupt cops, and we had Jim on the line from Indy a few moments ago, and he had told us that, well, he thought it was outrageous, essentially, that I suggested that I believe that cops are bad until proven otherwise. And, yes, that makes me a very jaded, cynical person.
Now, I don't necessarily agree with you.
Right.
There's two people on this show, and I think that cops are good people trying to do a good job, but that power corrupts. And therefore, you know, when you have normal people and they're in the course of their business and they come across, $40,000-$50,000 in a drug bust, sometimes it comes up missing.
Or they only report $10,000.
Or something like that.
Right.
Or they have this whole bunch of these drugs that they confiscate, and that it's very difficult. It would be very difficult for me if I, in the course of my day, came across, 10 or 11 bars of gold,
yeah.
Not to, you know, snatch those things up, put them in my car trunk, and never tell anybody.
Right.
I mean, it's
especially
difficult.
If you've got the cover of law on your side, and you can get away with it.
And it's not like we pay these guys, oodles and oodles of money.
That's true. Not that that would change anything necessarily. It would just be another supplement. It just mean they could go out and buy themselves an extra car if we paid them more. So here's just a couple of examples. I mean, it's the reason I'm so jaded and cynical is because I've seen my friends been arrested by these cops. And I know the cops say they're just enforcing the law. But in my opinion, in some cases, that's what makes them bad, because they're enforcing bad laws on people. I mean, you and I definitely agree, Mark, that the war on drugs is a bad thing.
Yes, we do.
If there are plenty of cops out there that are just happy-go-lucky about enforcing it on people, and usually it's enforcing it on poor people and lower-middle-class people. We had Jack Cole on from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, a former drug cop who has now come out against the war on drugs, who told us straight out on the air he was ordered to not run drug investigations in rich neighborhoods. What, you don't think that's because there's no drugs in rich neighborhoods? Let me tell you,
there's plenty of
rich people snorting cocaine tonight. Plenty of them.
I'm sure that's true. I would also say that rich people probably abuse prescription drugs on a larger basis. It'd just be a guess, though.
Whatever. Point is, they're doing drugs, and if they're getting their hands on prescription drugs through the gray market, then they're breaking the law, too.
Mm.
So in New York City, from StopTheDrugWar.org, an NYPD officer was indicted May 18th on charges she conspired to rip off cocaine from stash houses.
What is
Manhattan.
A stash house?
It's likely where...
Some place where you put drugs just
drug
to kind of hold it?
Store their
okay.
Stash.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Officer, because if you don't want to put your drugs in your house... Because
makes
then
sense.
If your house gets raided, they can take your house. If you just have, like, a rental place and you stash all your drugs at a rental place, then nothing's on
That's probably
risk.
A good idea. Or if I didn't have anything to do with the drug trade, as it were, I wasn't a dealer and I wasn't a user,
right.
It would probably be financially, it would financially behoove me to store a bunch of drugs at my house and just have this drug dealer come by once a week and pick up what he needs.
That's true.
And I would be, in all likelihood,
You'd have to be awfully trustworthy, though.
I would collect a lot of money and I would not, it wouldn't cost me any. very much.
Well,
he's likely of being locked up.
Officer Kirsix de la Cruz faces up to life in prison for conspiracy to distribute cocaine and conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others, including her uncle, are also charged in a series of robberies where Officer de la Cruz pointed out potential robbery targets to her co-conspirators. The officer became involved in the scheme after borrowing money from her uncle, who asked her if she knew someone who could help rob drug dealers. De la Cruz allegedly put her uncle in contact with a dealer who knew where the dope houses were. So this cop already knew a go-to dealer, essentially, who knew where the dope houses were, and the rip-off crew hit a house last July and made off with 7 kilograms of cocaine. But a snitch heard about it. That's a decent take, yeah. A snitch heard about it. The uncle went down, and he ratted out Officer De La Cruz.
That's just how that goes.
Yeah. We get stories like this every single week. There's three more here, but we're going to the phones. Let's talk to David in North Carolina. You take control of the airwaves. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
Hey, actually it was South Carolina, but...
Okay, about that.
Not much. Actually got put onto the show by conversation with Thompson on Tuesday.
Jack Thompson, the anti-freedom lawyer that we had on the air earlier this week.
Yes, and I've actually been following this since... I believe you discussed it on Wednesday, I think, was an email about the modest proposal.
You'll have to recap for all of our listeners. What do you mean? What modest proposal?
He basically suggested that the video game companies, a video game company, make an ultra-violent game attacking the other video game companies.
That's right. That's what Jack Thompson wanted someone to do. And then when they actually did it, he said he was going to give $10,000 to a charity if someone were to create this fantasy game of his, and he backed out on the deal.
I hate to defend the man, but in his defense, his actual proposal wasn't to the letter followed, but therein lies a contract. Now the big problem is
it's my understanding that more than one game was made, and that later that somebody did do exactly what he had asked, and he still did not.
So the problem is he tried to word it so that it would require an actual company to sell it. Without it being sold, it's not being followed.
He is a lawyer by trade, so leave it to him to be a nitpicker.
Right. The problem lies there with. Of course, is a company going to make a multi-million-dollar game to get a $10,000 donation?
No, of course not. Of course
not. Exactly. But there was a big question. I've got a couple things that I noted down that I wanted to mention because, of course, he can't say it for himself, and I'm not a source of him. But from what I understand, his actual big push against everything for censorship actually became after discovering Christianity.
Okay. You're saying
that. I'm not saying anything about Christianity, but...
Right.
You know, nice big Southern Baptist.
You're saying that's when he made the change from a so-called libertarian to what he is today?
Now, I'd like to point out that when Jesus came across the prostitute and the people that were going to stone her, he said that he who was without sin should cast the first stone. So,
exactly.
You know, people should be looking at the moat, the plank in their own eye instead of the moat in somebody else's. I think that in this country we're based on freedom and that, you know, freedom of the press and... You know, they press out video games. It's printing, essentially. It's ones and zeros printed on a disc.
Mm-hmm.
People should be free to buy that stuff.
Free to sell it, too.
I know that violent stuff, I know that pornographic stuff often offends people. It can offend me. But at the same time, I think that we're worse off by constricting people's freedoms.
No doubt.
Exactly. I've also like to make a quick note about some of his arguments that he uses.
Sure.
Especially some of the studies. His studies... that he references that are always so much in his favor. One of them actually claims that video games promote or make the user promote or at least have a free opinion about narcotics and drug use and things like that. And the study in this case, they brought a couple people in, had them play games, I mean, maybe even 100 people, not many.
Right.
And after they played the games, they didn't ask them anything beforehand. They asked them about their opinions on these things. And Thompson will throw it around. He threw it around at the Louisiana case that he was at.
You know, this is typical. Yeah. I mean, that's why I discounted every single word that came out of his mouth. If Jack Thompson says he's got a scientific study that backs him up, all that means is that somebody went into the study intending to get a certain set of results to make it look like video games are bad and dangerous, and that's what they came out with.
Well, if you're looking for a liberal attitude towards drugs, you should look towards the younger demographics, and younger demographics are who plays video games.
Exactly. Hey, David, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. In fact, I've got some hate mail about our interview with Jack Thompson. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo, which means what, Mark?
Well, it means that they've proven in some manner or another that they listen to Free Talk Live by taking a picture that includes
evidence.
Evidence, yes. It says Free Talk Live. It says one of our names in it. It says FTL.
Usually holding a sign. But there have been some other ways, some other creative
ways. Very clever ways.
That the ladies have done that. And it's the Shrine of Female Listeners online at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Jack Thompson. He is a lawyer. He's kind of made a name for himself over the last two decades by going after controversial entertainment. He started by attacking Two Live Crew in the late 80s. He went after Howard Stern in the mid 1990s, and he's got things under his belt. He managed to get Two Live Crew's album pulled from the shelves. He managed to get Stern kicked off of Clear Channel stations, and now his target is video games. Because back in the late 80s, there wasn't much. I mean, there was violence in video games, but it wasn't as realistic as it is today. So You know, now.
Sure, if you stab the little walking square guy, you know, perhaps a.
Right.
It just doesn't look very realistic.
Right.
But now, video games, man, they're incredible.
They're photorealistic.
They are photorealistic. That's a good term. I wish I'd have known that.
And of course, they're just getting more and more realistic. And so now he's attacking video game manufacturers. He's bringing lawsuits, claiming that these games are driving kids crazy and that these games need to be banned. Well, that's not what he said when he was on the air with us. He said that if a game is legislated, games can't be legislated against, but in a court, they can be, I guess, adjudicated as to being dangerous to kids.
Right.
And at that point, they wouldn't be allowed to be sold to kids under penalty of law. And so that's why we had him on the show. We were talking to him about it, and we kind of had him on for two segments, and we sort of softballed him a little bit. But we asked him some relatively tough questions. And then the final segment, we came back with him, and he started asking us about our philosophy as libertarians.
Your philosophy.
Well, you didn't have a chance to answer because he wouldn't stop talking.
No, he certainly was grandstanding. There was and
he's a lawyer.
I get it.
He's a lawyer, so I mean he's good at this.
And having three people on the air at one time can be it can be kind of tough.
With someone that knows how to talk, with somebody that knows how to interrogate like a lawyer does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely got interesting. Well, one of our listeners got angry about it. I think this is actually somebody that found the show through the interview. So the first time they'd listened was this interview. He's angry. So here's the hate mail from Mark. That was pathetic. Your DJs sound like some college freshman with a couple political science classes under their belt and a bag of Mexican weed in their pocket.
Well, that's not an inaccurate. I think we should put that on our homepage for Free Talk Live.
Well, first of all, there are several inaccuracies there.
Right.
Number one, we're not DJs.
Right.
DJ stands for disc jockey. We're not jockeying any discs on a talk radio show.
I think it's probably nitpicking to someone from the outside, you know?
I think it's important to point that out because we have moved up from the world of disc jockey. I used to be a disc jockey. That's the lowest level of celebrity you can possibly have. There's nothing lower.
And you're a nighttime disc jockey, which
right.
is even lower amongst that level.
Well, to be fair, I spent some time in the morning show. I was there.
Whatever.
I filled in all over the place. But anyway, the DJ is like the lowest level of celebrity you could possibly attain. The next level up is talk show host. So we're not much higher, but you know, we're definitely not DJs. Anyway, he also says college freshman. Well, you're 35, and I don't think you're in college.
No.
And I'm 25, and I'm not in college anymore either. A Mexican weed, and what's wrong with that? I hate Jack Thompson, says Mark, but you made him look rational. Then after he hung up, you continued to taunt him like some little kids.
Now, that is talk radio at its very best. I mean, that's just what happens.
Well, he didn't have to hang up. I think it was a little childish of him to hang up on us, because we've had over 21 guests on the show in 3 years. Not a guest-based show, typically. But when we had them on, only one guest has ever hung up on us, and that was Jack Thompson. And he wasn't the first guest that didn't agree with us.
Not by a long shot.
We've had a variety of guests that didn't agree with us on the show, but they've all been respectful and had good conversations with us. Anyway, he says, then after he hung up, I would tell you to F off before I hung up on you. I listened to the interview to hear Jack Thompson sound stupid. This was the one time ever that he didn't sound stupid. Way to go, Free Talk Live. I'm a registered libertarian, and you are radicals. You don't speak for the majority of libertarians. I'm a 24-year-old, whiskey-drinking, pot-smoking, rifle-shooting, pit bull-owning libertarian from the most liberal city in the most liberal state in America. You guys,
God bless him.
You guys are effing idiots. You sound like anarchists, not libertarians. Now, what he's referring to is that third segment with Jack Thompson, where Jack started asking us questions about being libertarian, and he said, "Well, would you guys allow store owners to sell alcohol to 10-year-olds?" And of course, I said yes. But the marketplace, and then we pointed out, we tried to because he kept talking. It was hard to get in exactly why I said yes to that. I think you would agree with me that a store owner should be able to decide whom he or she wants to sell to. Is that right, Mark?
I think that, you know what, here's what I think. I think that it should be left up to smaller municipalities and states, you know, those kind of areas, geographic areas, rather than the federal government. The federal government is too wide and sweeping. I think we need to
see. That's not the position you took last week.
I'm just saying that I believe that that's probably a superior way to do it.
Okay. Well, I don't think the feds are involved in setting drinking ages.
Absolutely are.
There's a federal law about that?
If
no.
You won't get funding for your highways if you don't have the
string. Okay, it's a string.
That's precisely it.
I see.
So the feds dictate that the 21 and over drinking age, and, you know, I don't support people under the age of 18 binge drinking or anything like that, but I think that families should be able to decide if their child drinks it with wine at the house or anything like that.
Well, okay, so you just said you think that... Okay, wait. So you think the state should regulate businesses, but families should be able to decide whether their kids can drink? I want to explore this more coming back. You know, what do you think about the drinking age and the age of being able to purchase alcohol? 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. In fact, we've got our website over there at freetalklive.com. All of the content is totally free. You go in, you grab it up, archives, the wiki, updates, bulletin board system, and more. Free at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, if you like the fact that we give you everything for free, then shop with us. We got a partnership with Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. What you need to do is go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Don't enter their site the normal way. Go through our site. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything that you purchase at that point, we'll get a percentage of. It's simple. The prices don't go up. Still the same great prices. I think up to 40% off on top-selling DVDs and the top-selling books, which is super. Plus free Super Saver shipping on orders over $25 on many items in the store. So hell of a deal. Plus we get a percentage. You get your shopping done. Free Talk Live gets helped out. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about an email from Mark. He's angry. In fact, this is the first hate mail we've gotten on this show in a long time. And oddly enough, it's from a fellow libertarian who's disturbed by the interview we did with Jack Thompson, where Jack Thompson started asking us questions on the air, and it would be rude to not answer his questions, because he'd answered ours, so that's why I answered them. And then Jack was trying to out me, essentially, by asking, well, do you think that a 7-Eleven owner should be able to sell beer to a 10-year-old? And I think that business owners should be free to make whatever business choices they want. They should be able to sell whatever products they want to whomever they want and allow the marketplace to decide how that all plays out. Because it would seem to me that in the marketplace, most parents wouldn't want their 10-year-olds being able to buy beer from the 7-Eleven. So therefore, if there was a convenience store selling beer to kids...
And there are.
There are today, even with the laws against it.
Correct.
The word would get out, and it's certainly possible that the parents could actively protest that store and not send their business there anymore. And therefore...
Or talk to the manager of the store or the owner of the store.
Right. And therefore hit them in the pocketbook where it hurts the most. Do you want to have the 10-year-old's business, or do you want to have the 30, 40, 50-year-old's business? Because if you take one, you might lose the other. That's all I was saying. What's so radical about that? I mean, this guy's angry at me for saying that, calling me an anarchist. I'm just a free marketeer. I'm somebody that believes the marketplace can provide whatever natural regulation we need. Is that so crazy? 800-259-9231. I want to know what you think. Anyway, he finally says, I found myself relating to Jack Thompson more than I could your DJs. Pathetic. I'm not a Thompsonite. I posted that anti-Thompson game all over the internet. I hate the effer. But while I listened to your clip, I hated your DJs more. You guys ruined a great chance to get at Thompson and reduce his argument to rubble. Instead, you preached your philosophies to him. No one gives an F about your philosophy. You're just a couple chimps with microphones. You know, as I pointed out before, it's Jack that went the philosophical route. I had all kinds of questions ready to go about, you know, his plans to ban video games and the, you know, if he wanted to enforce people not selling violent video games at garage sales. I had all kinds of stuff I wanted to ask Jack, but he started asking us questions. And if we hadn't answered any of his questions, he would have hung up sooner. Because then he would have said, well, I answered your questions, you won't answer any of mine. I'm going away now. Click. And then we would have lost him after two segments instead of three. So what are you supposed to do in that case? You know what, Mark? If you think you can interview him better, why don't you go get your own talk show? 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. There's a story about a school shooting involving a teacher. Mark, you're going to share that with us. Plus, felons might be getting the right to vote back. A woman being allowed to sunbathe naked in her backyard. And your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a...